Hey guys, so we got some news. We will no longer be posting our full-length podcast here on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, wherever you're listening to this right now. Instead, we're going to be posting the first half hour of the episodes here for you guys to listen to. But the full version will be available on either our YouTube channel for free. Yes, you can still watch and listen for free on the YouTube app. Or you can join our brand new Patreon and spend $10 a month to get the full episodes before they're posted on YouTube, free of ads. You can listen to the audio on the Patreon app, or you can actually get a link from the Patreon app and add the link to the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, wherever you're listening, and listen to our stuff through the same app that you're using right now. In terms of why we're making this decision, we are expanding the business a lot right now, and it just doesn't really make any sense for us to keep giving away this content for free to services like Spotify, who are making money off of our content without giving us anything in return. So by either listening to our content on YouTube for free and watching the ads, or paying the 10 bucks a month to listen via Patreon, you're helping us take No Jumper to the next level. Enjoy this episode. No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world, and today I'm in here with Ali Lottie.
Literally. Hi, guys.
How you doing?
You know what? I'm doing a lot better.
Really?
A lot better, but not best at all.
Right.
There's obviously a kind of ground point we have to start at better with
right.
me. When it comes down, I guess, my situation and me.
It's been a rough, year and a half?
Yeah.
Say the least.
To say the least. I low-key still...
Like, can you just scoot a little bit this way so that mm-hmm. the mic will be closer? There we go.
Does
perfect.
That work?
Yeah, I think so.
You tell me where.
There you
I
go.
Was eating earlier. I didn't want to get anything on anything. You know me.
Right. Chipotle.
Are you ready? What was on that Chipotle? It was just rice and beans.
That really? Because I did notice a lot of beans, and I was like, "What is going on there?"
No, it's just plain rice and beans.
You could get that anywhere. You don't even have to go to Chipotle.
They were already there.
Right.
I don't eat anything else from Chipotle.
Why not? You don't eat meat?
I do. I just don't trust theirs. Do you?
Hell yeah.
What do you get?
I get the burrito bowl with chicken and basically everything
else.
You
trust their chicken?
Yeah. Well, because like two people died of E. coli. I'm not worried about that.
I didn't even know those facts. Okay, these are just things I was putting into.
No, yeah, they had an issue a few years back.
Oh, no. Okay, my bad, Chipotle.
They were shutting the Chipotles down.
Like
they shut Chipotle down for a few days and shit because of that. And still, I'm in there just running reckless. Yeah.
Oh, my God. No. See, I actually never ate Chipotle in my life till I moved out here.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't eat it in Jersey.
Well,
I didn't eat it
that's a good segue. Talk a little bit about where you're from, Ali Lottie.
Oh, my God. Where do we start with where I'm from? Okay, first of all.
You're originally from Jersey.
I'm originally from Jersey. Everyone thinks I'm from Alabama, which is what it is because it's my second, home, I feel like. But in reality... I started off Jersey, South Jersey, Philly, though. Not New York, Jersey, South Jersey, Philly.
Right.
Decided, fuck it. I don't want to be here.
Uh-huh. And at what age?
I was probably, 17, 18.
I love how people are able to condense their entire childhood and teenage years into, that was all right, and then I decided to get the fuck out of there.
I just was I was already partying. I already did all the high school, the college parties. I already did everything. Everyone was older than me.
Okay.
So I was like, fuck it. I don't need to be here. I'm going to
go. You were that 15-year-old girl at the college party?
That was there, though, smartly. Everything I did was I was making moves smartly.
Other people there are the ones who were basically in a not smart position,
and
if anything.
I don't want to say not smart because do whatever you want to do.
Right.
But they were there to have fun. I was there to make money or to make sure I was on the right vibe.
Make money.
And just be there. Yeah, in Philly, we used to wear husk parties.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Tuesday, or Monday nights, we throw huge warehouse parties. We just break into a warehouse.
Uh-huh.
And throw parties.
Right.
Where people would come, I don't know. I wasn't into the scene, but I threw the party, so I made hella money.
Who puts you onto this entrepreneurial streak / criminal streak?
No, there was no criminal.
You're breaking into a warehouse.
I didn't break in. I don't look at me. I'm little. I didn't do it.
I'm sure you were saying that kind of stuff when you got in trouble then too, huh?
No, I didn't get
in
trouble.
I'm just a kid.
No, hell no. I'm gonna take whatever I do. I'm gonna take, but. I'm definitely not going to be the one getting in trouble. No.
Right.
I'm just the one they did. They're like, oh, we have a warehouse. Do you know people? And I'm like, well, yeah. Okay. And then after that, it was like, okay, well, like, you guys have to pay like $5 a head to get in and then pay for whatever else is in there, whatever else you guys want to do. That's not my problem. I'm just the door person.
What kind of music was being played at these parties?
You know what? At these parties, which is why I'm saying it really wasn't my scene. It was more of an EDM kind of vibe. Like, they were just like, you know, and there'd be like a back like way where everyone would be just high, chilling. And I'm like, all right, well, I'm going to smoke with them and chill. Because I didn't drink. I didn't do things.
Okay.
I just wanted to be there. And have my chance to be like, all right, well, I'm making my money.
You were motivated by money at that point?
Always.
Did you grow up without money for the most part?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, my mom had me when she was 15.
Oh, wow.
So after my mom having me that young and then learning, like, my mom was such a, like, my biological mom was such a great mom with teaching me about myself.
Uh-huh.
But when it comes down to, like, after she knows, like, she can't teach me anymore. She only knows up to there. You know what I mean? Like, as a mom teaching a daughter or something.
Okay.
So after that, I was like, all right, Allie, go. I wasn't even Allie yet. I was Alicia at that point. Like, no one called me Allie in my life.
Alicia.
And literally. Okay. And then they were like, all right, Alicia, go figure it the fuck out. Just make sure you graduate high school. And okay. I was like, all right.
But you left at 17?
Yeah. As soon as I went and I got my stuff early and then left, went to...
Alabama?
Yep.
Why?
6 states away.
You wanted to go try to meet Gucci Mane or something?
No, he's from Alabama?
Originally.
Oh, see, no. I don't know, no. I wanted to go to Alabama because I like to be by myself.
Really?
I don't like to be around people.
You didn't know anyone there? And you're like, this is the state for me.
Yeah. I just went.
Wow.
I just went. I just went for it. And then there, it ended up being really wild because I didn't know what I was expecting. And I did get that redneck ass, like... thing you think of for Alabama, but in general, where I did live was not by that part. I went to go fishing, went fishing in the wrong area, didn't know it was a thing.
What? You just weren't allowed to fish there?
No.
No just, white people allowed or what?
It was more
no like, girls?
It was like, I guess I went on like the wrong fishing block. Like, I don't know. I've never had this problem before other than when fishing. And I went to this wrong, like, part of the river where it was, like, some, like, these, like, drunk boys river. I don't even know. And next thing I know, I was in handcuffs. I called the cops.
Oh, like, the cops were the ones who took issue.
No. The guys took the issue. And then they started saying, like, oh, like, I'm going to hang you from a tree. And, like, all this. I was like... I get it, and I understand the whole vibe.
Y'all are into just like, hanging people
around
here?
Are you really saying this, real life? And that really life, yeah, that
to
happened.
To a random girl?
They tried to say, they go, oh, you don't, they're like, you done took the GPS out of my car. I'm like, I'm calling the cops because you're holding my, I went to go pee, and my phone fell out of my pocket while I was peeing. Okay, like... I had tight pants on them fishing. I don't want to get caught and shit.
Okay.
So, peeing outside, fucking phone falls, didn't realize. Then I call on it like later on. I'm like probably 5 minutes, 10 minutes later trying to find it in the woods and with the other people who I was there, like their phone. And next thing I know, some guy picks it up, like, and not guy, like they were like, I don't know, I was younger then, but they were like in their 20s.
Okay.
And then all of a sudden it went from that to. Like, I was like, if you're not going to give me it back and say all these things, like, I'm out here with, like, maybe one or two other people, and they're from where I'm from.
Uh-huh.
So, like, this is not cool. Like,
how do you get out of this situation?
I had to call the cops because I was like, I didn't, like, and I'm not a cop caller, but, like, I had to call the cops because, like, the next thing was I was either being hung or I was going to leave my phone, and I'm not leaving my phone.
I'm surprised that, like, hanging you was the thing that came to mind.
No, they had, like, a whole, random... like, baseball bat and everything. Like, it was ridiculous. I thought I was in a movie.
Wow.
I promise on everything. This is documented.
Did these guys get in trouble?
So, the whole time, I'm like, I'm just going to call the cops. Like, at first, I'm saying it, just say it so they give me my shit back. Because, like, I'm like, okay, you're going to be scared I'm calling the cops. You're in the wrong. Like, you're saying these things. Like, what are you talking about? You're in the wrong. Next thing I know, the cops come. I guess they're someone's dad's cop, whatever. I don't know. Someone knows someone with the cops.
Okay.
That came. Next thing I know, I'm like, I'm in handcuffs. And the front of my truck, like, just facing the front of my truck. And these guys are, like, they end up finding their GPS underneath their car and their stuff. Like, I'm nowhere near their stuff. Nowhere near. We're parked on completely, like, this is, like, at least 50 feet away, like, in the woods. We don't know. I can't see their stuff. They can't see mine. Because we were catfishing. So, at catfishing, you go at night.
Okay.
So, it's,
at
like.
At first, I thought you meant you were pretending to be different women or something.
What?
Like, you know, catfishing.
Oh, catfishing. Oh, my God. See, no. And that's, I have no idea. I don't even think when it comes down to online shit, I'm just like, what?
Okay.
Like, no, I don't know. No, I'm like, a catfish? Like, I caught one.
Right.
I know how to catch them. I could help you. Not catfishing, like, online.
That's good. That came later.
Literally, I can't. But, yeah, no, that, and that's what started in Alabama. But then after that got cleared all up, which got cleared up fine for me, and I don't know what the fuck else happened with everyone else, but I know that I ended up being fine once I was like, what the fuck are you guys talking about? This is racist as hell.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, that shit cleared up real quick. And then I stayed in Alabama. I was like, I'm not going to let that scare me. And I stayed in Alabama, and I actually lived in Huntsville, and it's like a low-key, lower key, like, Nashville mixed with a little bit of, like, Atlanta flair.
Okay.
And it's, like, this little town, like, right, not town, it's, like, a city, but it's, like, just a little town city thing. And I fuck with it, and I love it out there. And there's, like, the Tennessee River, and you can just chill, and that's where I, like, love to be. And then after that, I moved to Memphis, because uh-huh. right there. Danced in Memphis because no one knew me.
Really?
Yeah.
So ooh, is this a untold detail? I didn't know you.
No, I feel like everyone knows that I danced before. I mean, everyone knew.
Okay. There's anything wrong with that. Respect yeah, no, the hustle. No.
That's my thing. I've always just like, I always made sure I'm good because I've always been by myself. Uh-huh. And then I got my dog. I got Kaplan first. And after I got Kaplan, he was like crying all day while I worked at my normal job. I was a bartender. And I was like, I can't do this. I was like, I gotta go and, like, make sure I get a job where the dog's not upset. Uh-huh. And, like, I can take care of him properly and do things with him during the day. So I went fucking 3 hours away, moved there by myself, and walked into a strip club for my first time.
Uh-huh.
And no, lied. It was my first time walking to a strip club during, like almost hours. Like, it was about to be time. I walked in right before. Other than that, I walked to a strip club once before
uh-huh.
in my whole life. And this time I'm about 23, like 24. I stayed the rest of the time in Alabama just chilling, right?
Right.
And then went there after I got my dog and walked in as a bartender, walked out as a dancer named Lottie.
Uh-huh.
Like, and it just, that was that quick. And then I think I danced for not, just a couple months.
Uh-huh.
Made enough money and then went to, went to Vegas, bet on a couple things there, and then went again when the Eagles won, bleed green, Philadelphia all day.
Wait, you won a bunch of money in Vegas?
Yeah.
Really?
And for New Year's. I won a shit ton of money in Vegas by, like, I used my money that I had already in, like, just went and spent that there and then won hella money there. Not hella money, but I won a good enough money I could just sit for a minute. It was like, it was chill. And that's where I just ended up coming to LA, like back and forth from here to Memphis, from here to Memphis. Like I said, I went back again when it was time to play for sports. And I bet on the Eagles winning because no one thought that was going to happen. But I knew. I was like, that's my team. We're fucking winning.
Right.
And I remember sitting at a table with, like, everyone who wasn't my team. Who were we? I don't even know who we were playing. It didn't matter.
You're asking the wrong guy.
It didn't matter to me because I knew we were winning.
Okay.
I was like, this is happening.
That's how sports betting works. You just bet on the team that you want
to
win.
Yeah. At the end of the day, you don't have to know. At the end of the day, I was like, this is happening. I know in my heart and, like, the depths of my heart, this is what's happening today. And I was right. And I was like, fuck yeah. Mm. I'm so glad I made that bet.
Okay.
And I did. And then after that, I was like, I made another bet when I was drunk and I lost like $30,000 and like two cigarettes. And I was like, I got to get out of here.
And two cigarettes.
And no, not and. During the process.
Oh,
like, it
wow.
wasn't even a long, it wasn't even like a day. Like, no, I sat down, smoked two cigarettes, lost $30,000, got up and went and got a steak because I was really mad at myself. I was very drunk. Don't drink a lot of Dom. And go and gamble.
Yeah, don't gamble drunk in general.
No, gamble drunk, but don't gamble.
They kind of go hand in hand, I guess you're right.
Not at like 6 a.m., no one's there. Like, you're like, fuck it, I'm going to do it.
Right.
So, yeah, no, after that, I just ended up being in L.A. for a little bit, going back and forth, like I said, to Memphis, because I do love being in the country.
Right.
Have my dogs. And then, did a couple tours, did a couple this, did a couple tours. That. Yeah, I would go with my friend. Like, I've been in this, I guess, what, industry for a minute. But, like, just everyone's cool. Like, they're just friends. Like, I've always just didn't have shit to do.
But touring with who?
Touring, just a bunch of, literally almost everyone, a bunch of random people. I just hop, they'd be like, oh, we're in this city, like, da 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 da. I'm like, all right, bitch, I'm gonna just fly. And just fly, hey, stop by, see a show or two, dip. Like,
must be nice to be a girl, man.
You have to remember, I worked really hard for that. We were just talking about me at a younger age throwing warehouse parties. Like, I was, right. I made sure I was good.
So you made a lot of friends.
I made a lot. I've always had a lot of good friends. Like, but I don't have a lot of people I hang out with.
Right.
I like to be by myself. But everyone that's like my friend or has been my friend knows, like, it's like I'm that kind of person that, like, you show up and you're like, hey, I haven't seen each other for a minute, and here we are. Hey, you know, I came in with Chipotle, like, you know what I mean?
You,
like,
didn't come in with Chipotle. You came in with beans and rice.
Yeah, wait.
It could have been from anywhere.
No, it had to be from Chipotle.
I guess.
Yeah, no. But then after that, I actually was going to go out, just chill with Jared, Juice WRLD, obviously, for people.
And how did you start talking to him?
Well, that was, like I said, I would go chill, I'd do this, I'd do that, whatever I wanted. And he was like, oh, well, I'm in Rhode Island. And I'm like, well, fuck it. I have family out that way.
And this is like within the first couple months of him even having like music videos out, right? Like, he's still very early. Right?
See, I didn't know. At that point, I was like, country music, like, really? I listened to everything. Like, you know, I listened to rap, R&B my entire life. Like, that's something that's never left. But I've definitely, when it comes down to just listening to a bunch of different genres, I've always done that. I've always loved music. So I remember when my country friend from Alabama was the one who showed me Jared. And I remember him playing me two songs, and then we went back to this house, and it was like a couple of us there, and they were like, yeah, no, listen to Lucid Dreams. And I remember sitting there in this guy's house, like, watching this video, and I'm like, whoever the fuck this kid, like, I couldn't even make out his face or who he was, right? I was like, I don't know who the fuck this kid is, but, because I don't know what version I was watching of this shit, because it was so new, you know what I mean? Like, I was like, this is, if I made music, like, if I knew how, like, if I didn't sound like Fran Dresser, like, this is what I would do. Like, I would make music in this sense. Like, you're mixing a bunch of genres together and being so good at it. And me at that point, not even knowing his talent yet, just like really hearing what you put together, not knowing if you sat down with writers, if you did this, if you did that, what you did in your process of recording, which doesn't matter what you did to make your art. Because everyone makes art differently, but Jared's way of making art, as you have seen, it's profitable. It's like he's a prophet with that shit. Like, that shit's not even fair.
Right.
It's like us breathing.
Yeah, I mean, that's the one thing that like, collectively, no, everybody who ever was around him in the studio pretty much agreed he was the best that they ever saw in the studio.
When it comes down to Jared in the studio, it's like putting it's like putting fish in water. Like, he's in his element to the point that he's just breathing, and it's amazing us.
But okay, how do we get from you seeing his music video to actually being around him and meeting him?
So I saw his music video, and I was like, I'm going to play this shit. I don't care what studio I'm in, who I'm around, like, I'm playing this shit. I was working at the club, I made them play, like, this, I was like, this shit is so fire, like, you know, this is gonna be huge. And then I remember messaging him, and I had messaged him, and I was like, hey, I don't know, because when I did, I wouldn't let anyone add, I didn't like social media, you know what I mean? So I remember being on his social media, I'm like, you have no followers, like, for people that I would normally, like, be like, is this your song? I thought it was, like, a fan page. But it was actually, he was just that new that, like, no one knew him yet. And I'm like, I remember being like, I don't know if this is your like real page, but like, whoever the fuck this Juice WRLD person is fucking fire. Like, this music is, like, keep it up. Like, don't fucking stop. This shit's so good. And I played it everywhere, did, like, and then it was, like, 3 months later, everyone was like, yeah, this shit's fire. And, like, on the radio, it's everywhere. And then, but in that process, obviously, we kept up and just would talk to each other here and there. And then as time went on, he would go ahead and talk to me more about what he was doing when it came down. Like, he's like, I'm upset. And I'm like, okay, what's up? You know what I mean?
You're not used to guys like, hitting you with shit like that?
Yeah, no, I'm not. I'm like, bro, you're what do you mean? And then he's like, da 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 da. I'm like, bro, you're just having a panic attack. Like, sit down. Like, he's like, what do you mean a panic attack? Like, no one knew around him what he was going through. And I'm like, man, bro, you just got to lay down. Like, you got to just, you know,
right.
put your hands in some, like, cold water with ice, like, lay down. Like, you know what I mean? Just give him, like, tips. I have anxiety. I have things like that. Like, a lot of mental, when it comes down to that mental health. But I'm very aware of it. So I make sure that I have things that I would need for that. Or if I'm, like, going to pass out, I'm going to go ahead and put my, I'm like, Adam, get me this or get me that. You know what I mean? I'll, like, freak out and, like, tell you what I need. And because I know. Where Jared had no idea. Mm. And the people around, and not all the people around him, but the people that were around him daily that you would think that was doing that for him or saying that, like, you know, his friend or girl, whatever it is, someone should be there to be like, hey, this is cool. Like, this is what you should do if you're having a panic attack. Not, no, that's not real, or feel worse about yourself or do what, like, no, right. No. So I ended up actually being just cool with him, super close with him. And we end up, like, he was like, hey, I'm bi, da 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 da. I know you're from Jersey. I'm like, fine, cool. And my family's out that way anyway. I'll come see you. Dip, go see them, just smoke, chill, you know what I mean? And then fly home. No big deal. It's over a weekend.
Because, okay, from my perspective, when he came through to the No Jumper office and did the exposed interview, which was the first piece of content that we ever did with him, he had a girlfriend before you, and that's who he was with at that time.
Yeah, it wasn't me. Yeah,
right. Never. But then pretty soon after, that didn't work out. And then next time I saw him, he was with you. And that just kind of surprised me a little bit.
But it surprised everyone.
But when I talked to him, one thing that always stood out to him is I just remember him telling me he just really didn't really seem comfortable being single. Like
He
would talk
Jared
to me about
would not be, his, he could not be single if his life depended on,
like,
it.
Like, his friends basically telling him, like, bro, you should do some thought shit. Like, you should fuck these groupies, whatever. And he even, like, told me that, like, when he kind of tried that, it really just left him not feeling good.
Because, so Jared's, he's like, his mind works so fast. He's already thinking about 80 different things. So everyone's like, all right, yeah, let's fuck this thought, da da da, this, that. He's like, well, me, I want to be high. I'm chilling. I'm going to drink. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I can't be comfortable being like that, and I don't trust these bitches. I don't even know this bitch's middle name, this last name. Like, right. She could take my chain, she could take my money, she could call her people up here, da da da. Like, he's from Chicago.
That's,
he's not stupid.
That's very, very wise, so, and that's something that no rappers are normally thinking about, like, when they first get in the game.
He's smart. He's not, and then when I came, he's very smart with that shit. It's like, he already knew, and that's why he always had someone with him. Now, then he realized, okay, I could have people with me who I choose, not who I'm, like, supposed, like, because they're here, I have to. No, this is my show. I'm Juice WRLD. This is my world. Uh-huh. And that's what I'm like, this is, do what you, what's the best for you? What makes you comfortable when it comes down to this or that or who, or, you know what I mean? And he's like, no, yeah, you're right. This, like, my family, like, my this, my that, like, and yeah, I don't like to be single. Now, I remember finding out his real age when, like, we were already dating.
Okay.
And
because he was what, like, 18?
He was 19 and I was 25.
Okay.
And again, like I said, I went to go smoke and show him. Mm-hmm. And dip, like a friend, like, how I'm here, smoke, did an interview, dap up, leave, you know what I'm saying, like, chilling. Jared literally he kidnapped me is the only way we could say it. It's It's like a joke that we would say, but it happened. Yeah. I don't own anything from my house except for my dogs.
Like, he wasn't trying to have you leave. He was just like, I want your presence. No, he did not
let me leave.
Right.
Like, I couldn't go get underwear from my old house. I didn't know. He bought me brand new everything. I didn't leave. Because then we were on a next tour. I had to go to Tokyo with him, or he wasn't going to go and do the tour in Tokyo.
You had a passport?
He actually, for my passport, it was already on the way because I was supposed to go on a girls' trip. And he had someone call Canada, and then I had to call Canada and talk to... I'm talking to Canada. Like, I don't know. Like,
just anyone? Just the entire country? No,
I'm talking
country.
To the country. I'm talking
to Canada.
When
right
I remember
now.
Crying about it, being like, Jared, is this real? Mm-hmm. And, like, I was dead ass on the thing, like, with... Canadian whoever support blah 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 for getting my passport, because he was like, she's gonna get her passport tomorrow at 12. She has to be from 11 to 12. It was like overnighted. She has to have it then. She has to get a new license. So I had to go to the DMV at 8 a.m. get my license, wait for my thing in the mail, and then get onto my flight to where it crossed over to was in Canada. So it crossed over into Canada, and then from there we have to go to Tokyo.
Uh-huh.
And he like made all this happen. You could ask Peter. Peter literally, like, I think I have a video of all of us. Like, I'm on the phone. That's the thing, is he would call me 24/7. It would be 4 a.m. here, regular time there. I remember he was with Cole. Like, they're doing a bunch of videos, and I would have to be on the phone with him. Like, there's a video of him doing ski lining. What's the word? Zip lining. And I'm on the phone with him while he's doing it. Like, uh-huh. he Pete's like, we need her out here. She needs to be out here. If she's not out here, he's not. And he wasn't. He like was not about. He was like, I'm canceling the tour, doing this and doing. I'm like, why? I'm right here. I can help you through it. What do you need? Like, what do you want to do?
Like, that was his way of letting you know he really liked you. Was basically I'm not doing anything unless you come with me.
Literally, that was it. And then I was like, okay, well, I gotta go. Found someone to watch my dogs, and then put them in training because they're like emotional support dogs, canine dogs, and then my one dog's a hunting dog, so they've gone through a lot of training. So they had 2 months of training for the canine stuff, and during that time is when I had gone and did the Nicki Minaj tour with him. I came back from that, brought me my dogs to LA, and that's the only thing I own from my past life.
Wow.
Literally. So yeah, he technically, we joke about him kidnapping me, but it was not, like, I have the bag I brought. Like, I didn't bring a suitcase.
What happened to the stuff that was in your old apartment? You just forgot about it?
No. It's actually in a storage in Arkansas.
Oh. Someone could go get it.
So yes, we can go get it. Now, actually, it's
like a time capsule.
It's what's even worse is the person who had it was my very best friend of 7-8 years, and he had passed away in January.
Whoa.
So, and like, he was like one of the only people that I knew while I would be traveling, this and that. So with that, it was like, so for me to even go get it, I can't even decide to start to process that now.
Right.
Because of everything I'm still processing. Fuck. So, but even to go ahead and get anything from my past life, I then now have to process my best friend. So this year I took off, made sure that, like, as much as I could, and made sure that my mental was in a better state than it definitely would have been if I would have came out right away and been like sharing my emotions then with everyone when everything had happened.
Okay, guys, so hopefully you enjoyed that. If you did and you want to keep listening, head on over to our Patreon and support us. Give us that $10 a month and you can listen to the whole thing on this very app or through the Patreon app, or you can head on over to youtube.com/nojumper and listen to the whole thing for free with ads or without ads if you sign up for YouTube Plus. And yeah, appreciate each and every one of y'all. Thank you once again for all the support.